Hi, Joe Namath, please.
Is it him?
Hang on just a second, sir.
Is it him?
I don't know who it is.
All right, well, is it okay? Put it on hold. I got it.
It didn't sound like Joe.
Hello? Joe Namath.
Hello?
Who's this? That's not Joe Namath. Did you dial the right number?
Yes, I dialed the number.
The number that we have.
Yes.
Hello?
Who's calling?
Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, Fort Myer. Calling for Joe Namath. Hello?
Hold on, please.
Hello?
Sir.
Ma'am?
I don't think that was
yes,
a man.
Yes, just a moment.
Are you a man or a woman?
It's the Stan and Haney Show.
Who are you? Who are you? I'm calling Joe Namath.
Hold on just a second.
Is that a man or a woman?
I don't know.
Hey, sweetheart? Hey, baby.
Yes.
What's your name?
Yeah, what's your name, sweetheart?
Donna.
Donna. Yeah, see, it is. Donna. Okay. Joe Namath, please.
It's Donna with a hard D.
Donna with a hard B?
Hard D.
Yes, Donna.
Donna. Donna. Hard D. Can I speak to Joe Namath? Who is this, and what are you doing with this phone number?
I'm just answering the phone for Mr. Namath. He's indisposed at
He's
the moment.
He's indisposed at the moment. Tell him it's...
Are you a friend of Mr. Namath?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Well, hold on for just a moment, please.
You're being a little rude.
I don't think so, sir.
Don't
if
snap at me.
Mr.
Don't
snap.
Hey.
First of all.
Yeah?
I am protecting Mr. Namath. His phone has been ringing off the hook, and he needs his rest.
This is his cell phone number. He usually picks it right
Would
up.
You hold on for a damn minute?
He needs his rest. A damn minute?
Honey.
What?
It's the Stan and what?
Haney. H-A-N-E-Y.
Yeah, it's all right.
What? What?
You don't have to.
It's okay. They're friends of mine.
That's it.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Hey, Stan and Haney Show calling. Fort Myers, Florida, buddy. Hey, hey. Who is that?
Oh. Well, you know what they say, Stan. You can teach an old dog new tricks.
You didn't.
No, this is a. You didn't. Oh, what a happy accident.
Wait a second.
So,
Joe, I saw you on TV. How come we didn't get a call from you?
Oh, what a great time. Well, you know, I suffer from a medical condition.
What's that called?
Well, my doctor has explained it to me, and generally what happens is when I imbibe
yes.
in alcohol,
yes.
I suffer a condition they call a blackout.
Oh, my. And that's what happened?
I think that's what happened, Stan. But what a wonderful time.
Oh, it was great. Which reminds me, two things. Why you didn't call us, and two, who...
Oh, jeez, I'm sorry about that, fellas.
That's all right. And we got you now, Joe. Yeah, Broadway Joe on the phone with us. Who is the lady?
I would have loved to have played in Tampa, but when I was playing, Tampa didn't exist.
No, you played you played in Miami. That's where you had your Super Bowl, at the
That's
Orange Bowl.
Right. Super Bowl III, and you know, I couldn't have done it by myself.
No, you couldn't have.
I'm thinking about, you know, my old running buddies, Emerson Boozer and Don Maynard and the whole crew.
Now, who's...
Speaking of crew,
yes,
do you know what they have up there in Tampa?
What's that, Joe? What's that?
Oh, that's okay. She's just gathering up her lady thing. Oh. Boy, they need a lot of equipment to stay that pretty, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do.
No, up there in Tampa, what a wonderful setup that they have. I spent a good portion of my time there. They have an actual pirate ship.
And you know, when the Bucks play, they blow the cannon.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of blowing and cannons. You know, yeah. It's a funny story. You were just talking to Donnie, and I'm sorry, Donna. And that's actually how I met her inadvertently.
Yeah.
You know, they have the VIP section there.
Yes.
And, I had one hell of a laugh with...
Donnie? Donnie?
No, what's his name? Madden.
John Madden
on the TV.
Yeah, John Madden. Who?
And he said, "Boy, you're looking good, Joe Willie." And he said, "I see you're in the VIP section. That must stand for vile and sensitive prick."
What? Wait, hold it. Wait a second, Joe. Joe.
Oh, nothing like a jolly fat man.
And of course, you guys go way back. He was coaching the Raiders when you were playing.
I don't recall that.
Okay. How did you meet Donnie?
Well, Donna. Well,
Donnie or Donna?
Donna.
You sure?
What the hell? Yeah, I would think so. You know, she's going through her lady things now. Don't worry about it. They're making a joke about you being a man.
I couldn't tell whether it was a...
Unacceptable.
Yeah, don't get riled, baby.
Oh,
don't worry about it, Stan. That's nothing. A quick pat on the ass won't fix.
Right. And tell them you love them.
Yeah. But it's a funny story how I met Donna. What I remember of it,
Donnie,
is in the pirate ship.
Yeah.
You know, they have the whole nautical thing going on.
Yes, it's a pirate. It's a ship nautical.
You know, when you want food, it's not the kitchen, it's the galley.
Yeah, that's right, Joe.
And when you want to go to the bathroom, you don't go to the restroom. It's called the head.
Yes, yep, it's called the head. Galley,
and there
it's
was
the
a
head.
Big sign that said head. And then for the doors to the restroom, I got a little confused because it said buoys, you know, like something that floats in the water.
Yeah, like a buoy, yeah.
And goals.
Gulls.
Yeah.
So I made the mistake of walking into the boys' room, which evidently is for the ladies, was Donnie.
Donna.
As all my relationships usually start out rough, I got a smack.
Wait, Joe?
So anyway, Donna.
Donnie.
She was there at that time with a date.
Yeah.
What can I say? I've got a way with the ladies. You know, she arrived with one gentleman and left with another.
Right.
Where are we now?
Calrico.
What?
I'm at your trailer home in some place called Valrico. I bet they got a good Mexican food, Valrico.
Let me explain something to you. You may have a way with the ladies. Apparently, Joe, and I'm doing this as a friend.
I really appreciate a woman that takes pride in her appearance. And Donna.
Yeah, Donnie.
Is just top shelf. Always applying the makeup.
Always tying it back.
Out of hair, out of place.
Right. You got away with the girls, huh?
I think she might be wearing a wig, though.
I'm sure.
Out of school now.
You got away with the twinks, I'll tell you, Joe. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I do. What?
Now that we...
You know,
We're plumb out of time.
I don't know today's slang, but yes, I guess she is a beautiful twink.
All right.
My day, we call them a dish.
Right.
Right. Now,
same
today,
thing, yeah.
Yeah, same thing. Now, today, you call them
a Twinkie. Like a Twinkie.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah, she's delicious and creamy.
All right, we got to, Joe, I'm glad.
Let me tell you,
we got to go.
I feel like I got a new lease on life. I don't think I've ever been this virile.
We got to go, Joe. Great talking to you again.
Well, you know, I'm sorry I let you fellas down. But, you know, hopefully today made up for it. And
yeah.
Maybe I'll give you a call after I watch the tape.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Joe Willie Namath, MVP hero of Super Bowl III. Now he's with Donnie the Twink.
Yep.
And life's good, Joe.
In Valrico.
You know, I've just had the night of my life with the most beautiful twink you'd ever want to be.
All right, Joe. Talk to you later.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
I'm one of the most recognizable voices in the world today. Network television, Major League Baseball, and countless documentaries. Yet, because I worked with these guys in the early 90s, I'm obligated to say, You're listening to my friends, Stan and Haney. This is beneath me.
Is it 96 really?
K-Rock.
Is it? Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. I just have one statement to make. This is an official statement. I'm putting it on the books.
Well, I hope we're not shocked and saddened.
No, we're not shocked and saddened. It was something that I've talked about for you over the last 2 years. if I gotta be careful with this. We are lucky to have our new producer, Junior, with us, okay? He does a phenomenal job.
No, we're lucky because I'm friends with Randy Bailey.
Thank goodness for that. But we're
It's true, but yeah. You know, if you want to trace it all the way back.
Yeah, well, sure. We can trace it back to there was a fish that came out of the water and grew legs.
That's nonsense.
It's called evolution.
No.
Yeah, what?
In the beginning.
God created.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, let there be light.
Yeah, and Adam.
And there was light. Now, and it was good.
Now.
Let us make him in our own image.
Beasley has a bunch of radio stations. How many they got?
I don't think anybody really knows.
Well, they're in the 20s somewhere, I think.
Depends on which ones we acknowledge and which ones are family property. And
double digit.
Yeah.
Around the country.
And then there's a TV station in there somewhere.
Yeah. I think it's a Spanish station. All of them have their social media departments with staffed. This broadcast house thinks we can do it on the fly, and they think Donnie can do it. Junior.
That's not his job.
They're making it his job.
Why? Because he's young?
Yeah. To their credit, they're giving him time, added hours, which is good for him. But we got this guy that heads up the social media department.
Oh, you're going to get us in trouble.
I'm not going to get anybody in trouble. He's the one that failed to recognize we had 80 downloads. Mm. We are far and away.
Congratulations to the sports guy.
Yeah, for 3,000. We had 80,000.
That is so embarrassing. Why did he do that?
I don't know. But the thing is now, I was just told by Junior that he now has to, over the next 2 weeks, go into training with...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
This is what I'm saying.
Oh,
it's unfair.
No.
It's unfair.
No.
It's unfair.
Don't we have anything to say about that?
I've tried to. I've told him ignore most of it. And then
I got him a certain permission. I hope you hold that in your pocket because you might need it.
But
you know what I'm talking about.
Do you know what he's talking about?
When I demanded a certain allowance for you that you may tell someone a certain thing. Yeah.
Right.
Jesus.
I just feel bad for him. That he shouldn't. Our podcast, which we have pointed out, which he does every day, is downloaded 10 times, 100 times more than anybody else around here. We should be done with social media with that.
Yeah, we've done our bit.
We've done it. Not good enough. I feel bad. This is not what he was told coming in.
Well, it's because we didn't know. And neither did they.
And then
And they said, oh, well, hey, Stan and Haney got a guy in here. We can push him around.
Yep. I've had it.
They don't care if we've had it.
They don't care. They should, only radio cluster is here that doesn't have its own department for that. Not in the budget.
Well, why didn't they get rid of the rest of them, Lou? I thought, with the CBS people, it was, you're done.
Yeah, well, a lot of that was. Streamlined it. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I just want to assure all of you employees, nothing here is going to change. Well, there's a lot of people in this place.
Yeah. I just wanted to voice my concern on record that I don't like it.
I don't want Junior being pushed around like that.
I don't either. That's why I told him. But he said, rightfully so. He says it's a balancing act because he's got to make the people in the building happy. And he's got to make us happy. Here's what comes first. Us happy.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Remember when you
were in our mind.
Yep. Remember when you were in school. Let's look at it. Here's how I want you to handle this. Remember when you were in school and the teacher had an assignment that was due that you had to have this up? Skip the assignment.
Yeah, like let's say you're dealing with Mrs. Kleinschmidt and she's telling you one thing, and then you come to Stan and I, and you know, we coach the football team. Who do you really want to impress? What's more important to your future? Your math teacher or the football coach?
You know, if you miss a couple of assignments that you're supposed to turn in, that's fine. You're still going to pass. You're still going to pass.
Do we have that kind of juice where we can make sure that his paper passes?
I'll make sure his paper passes. I'll make sure his paper passes. See, the thing is, look at it as a grade point average. If he's getting an A+ in podcasts, but gets a, skips a couple of assignments, and gets a C- in putting up some kind of Facebook deal, it still works out to a B+.
And the most important thing is he's getting an A+ in Stan and Haney Phys Ed.
That's right. It all figures in.
Yeah.
So you bomb a couple of classes. It were you got a grade point average. It all work out.
Yeah.
Like Steve Jobs. He had a C+ average.
Yep.
But I got to make everyone happy.
No.
No, damn millennial. Yeah. We're going to beat that out of you.
Yeah. You know, if you hang around long enough.
You know, you hang around long enough,
you
just, you might get the presidential physical fitness medal.
Yeah. Remember those? Presidential Council on Physical Fitness. I think LBJ started it.
Yeah, didn't take.
It didn't. And they would put... I know for a fact they don't do this in school now.
There's a lot of things they don't do in school now.
We used to have to go in elementary and middle school, back in the olden days. You had a card that they gave you. The President's Council on Physical Fitness. And they would put you on a percentile of everybody your age and your gender, boys...
And we know now that's wrong.
Yeah, now, boys...
By gender.
Boys who are, you know, 9 or 10, and they would... They do, how many pull-ups can you do? How many sit-ups could you do? They had the climbing the rope, how fast you can go and climb the rope, how fast you could run a 50-yard dash.
Yeah, there was a lot...
And they'd put you on the percentile to find out if you were physically fit.
Because that's what the president wanted.
That's what the president wanted. Wanted to make sure we had a healthy America. And that everybody from your wealthiest to your poorest should all fall onto this spectrum of health. The President's Council on Physical Fitness. I don't think they do that anymore.
Well, it's probably just, you know, too many lawsuits. But, you know.
You know what? I got to read
different
this.
Different time.
I got to read this text, and I want people in the front office to realize this. Absolute Law text line. Guys, love the show, but all the social media posts that are cropping up on my news feed by K-Rock is annoying. Because your phone's going doo-doo-doo, and then you got more feeds coming. Hear that? Our listeners feel it's annoying.
Well, they're feeling put upon.
Yep. We'll be back. By the way, and I want to know if this is going on. I heard somebody in the hallway saying that this storm, which is going to miss us, that there is actually flooding going on now on Sanibel Island because of the tides and this storm going by.
I told you.
Sanibel is getting flooding from it.
Already?
That's what they... Well, what the weather guy said this morning, the forecaster, that this morning, what's it, Michael?
Is this the one that tells you how it tells us how to drive on snow?
Yes. Yeah. And when you need to bring out the snow chains and, you know, studded snow tires and all that.
Yeah.
He said this morning it was 300 miles off the coast from us, and that was the closest it was going to be to Southwest Florida. And I just heard from a program director of another radio station here who's up to date on all this stuff, saying that there's flooding going on in Sanibel because of the storm swirling out there.
Well, I told you yesterday, you know, when you think about these storms and you see how big they are and the outer bands coming
through. Then we're going to get rain.
And I saw it yesterday where it was like it wasn't raining sideways. It was raining around like a little mini tornado.
A little dust devil.
And the wind picked up where it was like 40 miles an hour for about 15 seconds, and then it was done.
Yeah. But this is as close as it's going to get to us. So they say. The forecaster. But it shouldn't flood. I found that to be odd.
Is this a guess? Is this a panic measure?
It's a forecast.
Okay.
We'll be back.
Breaker 19. Anybody know where I can get a good chicken dinner? Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon, Tuesday afternoon. We'll do the grab bag here for you in just a second. Also, in about an hour, Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law will be joining us in studio. He's an attorney. We'll also have the 4 o'clock safe word. And later on today, Stan's Name That Movie, featuring films with our friend John Voight. So we got that today.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
Speaking of which.
By the way, people have texted Sexton Drive on Sanibel. Is supposedly got water, and then Amanda just texted us, said that Wink News just posted about Sanibel getting some flooding, that it's true, they're getting a little water.
That's not good. John Voight's a friend of ours. He's got his head screwed on straight.
Yeah.
You have to be awfully disappointed in Tay-Tay.
Oh, of course. She's young. She doesn't understand. She's got to keep her fan base, who are all those millennials. She goes and talks against that. Her record sales are going to go down. And don't kid yourself. It's probably a manager or some kind of handler that's telling her to say that.
Because that seems so unlike her to come out against women.
Yep. Haters going to hate.
What do you have to do?
Shake it off. Grab bag brought to you by...
You're right, it's not her.
The Pewter Mug North.
She would never do that.
No. Shake it off. Oh, look at this. Our girl, she's getting... her problem, she claims, is watching too many depressing TV shows.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Why do I keep watching A Handmaid's Tale? It's so depressing. And real life is already depressing. I'll just have to keep reminding myself it's just a show. But what's her name is such a good actress.
I loved her
in Mad Men. I wonder if she ever wishes she'd get on a show with normal clothes. Oh, I'd like to wear a bonnet at work. The blinders would help so I wouldn't make eye contact with... Oh, and they're looking at me right now. Him and her. What are they thinking? Are they wondering what I'm thinking? I'll just keep acting like I'm working. If you guys can read my mind, here's what I'm thinking. I wish I had a handmaid's bonnet.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
It's tough.
You know, that show stirs up more...
Yep.
That Handmaid's Tale. That's what all the libs are constantly referring to it.
All right, follow me on this. Driving school. I'm not talking about signing up for driving school from a business. I'm talking about the school driver's ed.
Oh, you mean with Coach?
Yes. Yes. A 58-year-old substitute driving teacher in New York showed up for a lesson with four teenagers on Saturday. Bombed. He talked about how pretty the female students were. Hit a curb at about 50 miles
nice.
An hour.
Nice.
These teenagers.
That's a valuable lesson.
These teenagers made him drop him off at a McDonald's.
He was overly complimenting us, and he was just really. He was acting really weird. We told him to take us to McDonald's as soon as he hit the curb so that we could get out as soon as possible.
I'm very, very thankful that they all thought to get out as soon as they saw that McDonald's and that they're safe. That's the most important thing.
Don't forget to plug the McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the students told her mom and the mom got all bent out of shape. We told you this yesterday, made national news, but we were ahead of the curve. Port St. Lucie Oktoberfest event accidentally played the Nazi version of the German national anthem on Saturday.
While displaying the East German flag.
Yep. This upset Frankfurt, Germany resident Andre Litzbach. Here he is talking about what he saw there. This is just fair warning. Cape Coral, you do a great job. Don't fall into this.
I was looking at my wife and said, "Oh, hold on, there's something wrong." it was the wrong, and we learned in the school we don't have to sing that because Germany, it's not above everything. So there was a strange feeling.
Sure was. I have a little salute to my alma mater. Traquan Smith last night, rookie out of UCF.
Made history.
Caught Drew Brees' pass to become the all-time NFL passing leader. History made.
Blue 80, what's that?
Brees. Wide open. Wide open, and Smith, what a way to do it! A 62-yard touchdown pass. Is the way that Drew Brees fittingly goes into the record book. And to think that he does it here at home, there's only one word that comes to mind. Greatness.
Wow, I mean, you say right Peyton there, Manning.
Right now, that moment.
Peyton Manning wasted no time congratulating him. He was holding up a picture when Brees was still in college, and Peyton was like in his second or third year.
You know, Brees has been at it a long time.
Yeah, yes.
When he was in college, he and Dante Culpepper were rivals.
Yep. Oh, I remember. You and I would watch games. I believe he was at Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
And Dante was at UCF.
And then Nick Saban said, well, we got a choice. We can go with Culpepper or we can go with Brees.
And he took a damaged Dante Culpepper.
Now think about that decision right there. How many things would have changed? He wouldn't be at Alabama.
Nope. He would not be. He'd be wearing a few Super Bowl rings.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Peyton Manning.
Drew, congratulations on this record. You've done it the right way. All your hard work and dedication have paid off. You and I have come a long way since this picture back in 2000 when you were in college and I was in my third year in the NFL. So, way to go. Proud of you. Good luck the rest of the way.
Yep. They gave up Drew Brees because they thought that Philip Rivers had the bigger upside. He's a good quarterback, but Drew Brees is a legend.
A legend. Sure, Hall of Famer. You know, hats off to John Goodman. They've got the new Connors TV series starting up since Roseanne Barr's not
there.
Well,
that's inappropriate.
What?
I just wanted to say it.
Oh. He was on Kimmel talking about the upcoming sitcom and told everybody Roseanne gave up all of her interest in that show so that they could all keep working and earn a living.
Here she did right by her people, and hopefully they will do right by her.
Here's John Goodman last night on Kimmel.
Last year was so miraculous and so unreal that when it went away, it was almost like a dream. And I thought, okay, I'll be a big boy and handle this. And I just crashed for a couple of weeks. My wife got sick right after that. Then I fell down the stairs.
Well, this is her taking a terrible turn.
Thank you.
So Roseanne basically renounced her financial stake in the show so that the show could keep going.
She gave up a lot so that people could work.
Can you say how it will be explained on the show? Will it be the same show? We'll pick up same set, all of that stuff?
Yeah, same family minus mom.
I assume it will be addressed on the show?
Yeah.
But you don't want to ruin it.
You have to wait till next week.
You have to wait till next week to find out.
Yeah, you don't like me talking about it.
Yeah, no, I would think not.
You know, Jimmy Kimmel, what a disappointment.
Yes.
The only reason he has a career, which he really doesn't mention, he started in radio. He started in radio, and then him and Adam Carolla did The Man Show, where they complained about political correctness and they just wanted to be guys.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden, he's just a fountain of tears on network television, being an effeminate lib. It doesn't make sense. Doesn't fit.
He was also, in between that, he was, you remember, Win Ben Stein's Money. He was the co-host of that. And that was when he had just come off of radio. And then the Man Show started after that. And they'll post, if you go on social media, they'll post some of the old skits he used to do with Carolla and...
It was Girls on Trampolines was a big one.
Yep, and looking under dresses and ass grabbing and that's how he made his bones.
But now he's a committed social justice warrior.
Yeah.
What a fraud.
Yep. I'm going to tell you something that is going to make your head explode. Well, you know, it shouldn't.
See, I don't have a problem with Colbert, because that's who he's always been.
That's always been that way.
But Kimmel,
come
on.
He made his name known by doing all that sexist stuff.
Yep.
And it was fun. Let me tell you something. Grandma Tippi Hedren wouldn't have any of this.
Well,
she dealt with Hitch.
Don't kid yourself. She's a tough cookie.
Yep.
Gave Stan a piece of her mind.
Dakota Johnson gave out her home phone number on Instagram. Why?
Why?
So women who have faced violence and harassment can leave their stories on her voicemail. She's doing it in conjunction with Global Citizen, an organization that wants to end poverty. But she's putting her own twist on it. Call this number. Leave your story. She wants to do something with it. So if you call the number...
Well, I think you make money that way, don't you?
Yeah. Well, it's not an 800 line or a 900 line. It's her number.
No, it's just hooked up to...
an answering machine. That's how we used to do the K-Rock line, where it would tell you all the upcoming concerts. We had a phone in the back room. You dial it, and the answering machine would give you the list of the concerts.
And she can have women, give all their stories and all that, and then all she has to do is, well, she's really not involved, then a ghostwriter will take their stories and they can put it out as a book by Dakota Johnson.
212-653-8806.
Should we tell our stories?
Yes. Here's what happens when you dial that number.
This is Dakota Johnson. Please leave a voicemail after the tone, and I will record and share your story so that we can live in a world where she is equal. Thank you.
Boy, dynamic.
Thank you. Hold on. You got something. You nailed something here. She's asking women from around the country to call her so that she can use their stories. So that, I guarantee you, at some point put out some kind of book or something, make a profit.
She makes money. I mean, even a website. Even if she doesn't do anything but just play the tape that's given to her.
All those downloads and...
Yeah, she'll get clicks.
Yep.
You know what, ladies? Your story's your story. You should own it.
Yep, exactly. Tomorrow night on South Park. Let's we'll wrap up the grab bag with this.
Is South Park back?
Oh, yeah. We played a clip last week when it was back.
I keep forgetting.
We're not in love anymore.
On Wednesday, South Park will take on the Kavanaugh hearings. Here's a preview.
Mr. Hankey, 14 years ago, did you or did you not say everyone in South Park is a god douchebag?
Yes, that was a bad attempt at a Christmas joke.
But there's nothing in that statement about Christmas.
That's what I said. It was a bad attempt.
What part of the statement was actually...
You want to hear a good Christmas joke?
In 2005, you said that... You said that you had no recollection of the...
Sorry, I got the sniffles.
So disturbing.
Here's a texture about Kimmel. Jimmy stabbed Adam in the back and twisted the knife.
Oh, yeah.
Darn right he did.
And now he's a lefty darling.
Yep, I love him. Grab bag.
Because either they don't know or it's a willful blind eye.
Of course. And it's a hell of a lot more recent than high school. The grab bag.
You know what, Jimmy?
What?
We here at ABC have decided to dip our toe in the late night pool, as it is. And I got to tell you, we're all fans of the Man Show. It shows us you're a funny guy, but we got to disavow that and turn you into someone else entirely. But you got our attention with the Man Show.
Yep.
That's funny stuff.
Yep.
What we need you now is, you know, we're not asking you to take estrogen or anything, but, you know, femmin up a little bit.
Yep. Well, that's right. That's what everybody does with talent. They go and get recognized for something, then they change them.
And we
mold them into something, you know.
And we refused. How many people, especially with me, here's what you need to do. And they're all completely wrong. Maybe they would have been right if it was somebody else.
Right.
You better know who you are, because there's plenty of people that will tell you if you don't know.
Pewterbug North bringing you the grab bag. When we come back...
It's like that.
We'll open up the
phones. Of a meeting when they said, Stan, we need you to be radio's good guy.
Yeah.
And you really put your foot down.
Yeah.
He said, it'd be a cold day in hell... Before you hear me saying I'm radio's good guy.
Radio's good guy. But you know, but the deep down side, I am. I am radio's good guy.
Oh, my God.
I am radio's good guy. I've done... Have you... You've known me for 30-plus years. Have I ever done anything professionally to hurt someone?
Well, when you fed Dave Soylent Green, that wasn't really nice.
That's people. We'll be back taking your phone calls. Also,
Soylent Green.
It's people. We'll be back. Everybody ever seen that movie, Chuck Heston, Edward G. Robinson?
I still can't believe that we got to talk to Chuck Heston.
Oh, yeah.
And he was awesome.
He was phenomenal. Sense of humor on him.
Yep.
Tell you a quick story about Chuck Heston.
The fact that not only did we have Chuck Heston on, but we were laughing with him.
Charlton Heston was, we were talking about it, and he was doing all his lines from Planet of the Apes for us.
Because we didn't know, because this is Charlton Heston, Academy Award winner, and we're like, you think we can get him to say the thing about the Dirty Apes? And he did.
And the other thing he did, and he was, like you said, he was having fun with it.
He said, huh, so you like the first time I did a nude scene, huh? And we're like, what? He goes, take a look. He says, they just got me wrapped up in a couple of vines. He says, I'm running through the woods in Planet of the Apes nude, and that was 1968. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Oftentimes, complete strangers are convinced that we are somehow related. Sadly, we are not. But to these people, we offer you an Irish blessing. May the road... Sorry.
Stan and Haney.
On 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Telephone number into the studio if you'd like to talk to us. If you're outside of our immediate area, it's a 239 area code. Just dial it up, 277-9600. You contribute to the show. We could throw you a prize. I'll go over those momentarily. 30 minutes away from Mike Chiannopoulos, Absolute Law, coming in answering your legal questions. 4 o'clock, Safe Word, could get you a thou later on today. Stan's name that movie, the films of John Voight. 277-9600.
Boy, he's had one hell of a career.
A huge career, going all the way back to the 60s. I want to, we have this Absolute Law text line where you can text pictures and stuff like that. I want to see, especially with Mike coming in today, I want to see what this bus looks like that has us on it. And I guess right next to it is the Absolute Law advertisement. I'm told a Lee Tran bus is going around Southwest Florida.
Is it just one bus?
I don't know. If you've seen the bus... Now, I know Dave and Chuck the Freak have a bus, too. They're going around with a bus. And then there's our bus that has us on it and Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law.
At least we got one.
Yeah. And so if you see the bus, take a picture, text it to us. I want to see what the thing looks like. 277-9600. Here's what we got available for you. I also want to know if somebody can tell us, what's going on in Sanibel with the roads flooding with this. What's the storm's name, Michael?
Mm-hmm. That's a polite storm.
Yeah. Babacoo Saw. Boy, thanks to Buddy Taylor. He just sent us over another multiple cases of Stan and Haney Babacoo Saw.
The good
stuff. For our listeners. We have that. We have tickets to the Florida International Air Show going on next weekend. We have Busch Gardens Hollow Scream. We have Pewter Mug North, $50 to Pewter Mug North. We have tickets to go see Shinedown at the Hertz Arena, formerly Germain, in February. We have WWE. We have Redneck Mud Park for their 10th anniversary Fall Classic coming in November. And a few seats still remaining if you want to join Jeff Zito this Friday. As he heads down on the Key West Express to Key West.
Hurricane's heading the other way.
Other way. Don't worry about it. This is a pretty good deal. You got to go on Friday, and you can take the round trip back, or you can make hotel arrangements yourself. I know we got some discounts available, but you get a pair of round trip tickets on the Key West Express for Friday, pair of sampling passes to Papa Pilar's Rum Distillery, Papa Pilar's prize pack at the distillery, you can go and join Zito. He's going to be doing a show down there. 277-9600. You contribute, we could throw you a prize. What do you got for us, Haney? Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Ahoy. Bye. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Miranda.
Hey, Miranda.
How are y'all doing today?
We're doing good.
Doing all right, baby.
What's on your mind?
I'm actually looking to get some Redneck Mud Park
tickets. Yeah, nice. 277-9600.
Did you hang up on Miranda?
I most certainly did. She knows the rules. I'm not playing between the sexes. If a guy didn't know the rules, I'd hang up on him. Girl don't know the rules. Now, hey, 2 years ago, I would not have. But, you know, it's a different world after Irma.
It sure is. Changed everything.
Miranda, the whole purpose of opening up the phones is for you to tell us something, talk to us, find out what's on your mind.
I don't understand why you did that. It's a pretty name.
Yeah, pretty name. Yeah. The weaker sex? No. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. This is Justin in Fort Myers.
Hey, Justin, what's on your mind?
So, I actually did see your bus yesterday.
You did?
I did. While I was on the phone with my wife, she was yelling at me about something. I can't remember. Yeah, but well, I do remember seeing
it.
It
wasn't
bus.
Important.
Yeah. You know, you gotta figure out, you gotta weigh what's important, seeing our bus or listening to your wife yell at you. You don't remember what she was saying, but you do remember the bus.
Your bus comes before her.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you saw it going around, and did you say, is it a nice display?
It is. That's actually a very nice display. It looks good. Stan, you look great.
Of course.
Not so much, but...
It's got our pictures on it?
It's got the deal on it.
I think it's like a cartoon picture.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is the McGregor?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
So. Yeah, and I think they reworked it and put a ball cap on you.
Yeah, looks good.
What can I get you?
Let's try some of that the barbecue sauce.
You got it, buddy. You're gonna love it. Hold on.
So they made me look bad.
No, they didn't.
Stan, you look good. Haney,
he's doing that to just get under your skin.
Well, it doesn't really get under my skin. It just makes me think that sabotaging me.
That means it gets under your skin.
No,
he showed you the picture. He showed it to you how they reworked it with a cap on your head.
I don't remember that. Never happened.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Hold on a sec. Are you getting pissy with me?
Yeah, I am. You're not. Your memory is really blanking out.
Yeah? How's yours?
Mine's as sharp as a tack.
What'd you have for dinner the night before last? Too long.
Tell you what I had last night.
What'd you have last
hamburger.
Night?
Here's what I did. I took a pound of hamburger and threw in a package of Lipton onion soup mix.
Ooh, you really spiced it
made
up.
Made them into put them on the Opti grill and with a potato roll, some mushrooms and Swiss cheese.
Nice.
And they were fantastic. 27796.
What kind of cheese did you say?
Swiss cheese.
I guess that would go good with the Lipton.
Yeah, and the mushrooms, very, very good.
Almost like the old days at Hardee's.
Kind of like that. Or, you know, what was one of the Fuddruckers?
Well, that's what it used to be called. As time goes on, the name gets...
Yeah, it gets, you know, we have slang terms for it.
Yep.
277.
You want to go to Starbucks?
That too. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Aloha, this is Brad, and you know who this is.
Is it you, Scatter? Is it you?
That's what you call him.
That's what you call me.
Yeah, well, it's true. Scatter, what's going on, buddy?
Well, I just wanted to say we got our nails done earlier.
Oh, so it's gal's day out, huh?
Yeah, that's the way it really was. We did what we had to do. She needed to get her nails done, and I called Jeff earlier to let him know that. And we made it on the air, and he loved it.
Aw, isn't that great?
Yeah, that's great.
Great feeling.
Did Jeff give you a prize?
No, he didn't.
Do you want a prize?
What do you got around where I live?
Look,
don't pretend like you don't know where he lives.
I know. Whereabouts do you live? I know the cops know where you live. Whereabouts do you live?
North Naples.
You want a new pewter mug?
It's right there.
That sounds great. We'll go there.
All right.
Thank you, Brad.
$50, Scatter. Hold on.
That's what you call him.
Didn't you hear him?
Made perfect sense to me. I don't know why you're so rude to him.
Yeah.
You're lucky he's such a loyal listener.
Yeah.
Others might get offended.
Thank God they didn't mold me into radio's good guy. 277-9600.
Do you remember when you first, because when Stan and I met, I was working at the radio station, and they changed the format and brought Stan in.
Yeah.
Do you remember how they described me to you?
I have no memory at all.
You just knew you didn't like me.
I didn't say that. I had no opinion of you at all. You were just one of the holdovers.
Oh, so it wasn't until our feud that things really turned ugly.
I had no problem with you. I, Stan, had no problem with you.
And there were no rumors about me or anything?
No.
Really?
What are you talking about? First of all, that's 30-something years ago.
Because,
and second of all, I wouldn't remember how they described you because it evidently didn't make an impact in my brain.
Really? Yeah. 30 years ago, ask Kavanaugh if it's important.
Because you were just a holdover.
Because as, and time has proven this, they all hated me.
No, I didn't get that. Didn't get that.
But it turned out to be true.
Not really.
Well, I got backstabbed.
You got... That's evidently the management. I got backstabbed by them, too. They backstabbed us all.
That's right. You got backstabbed, like, what, 6 months later?
Yup. Sure did. The only one who survived was your good buddy, Ken the Hitman Holiday.
Like I said, a lot of them hated me then.
That's... Got time for a few.
And I don't mind people hating me. What I hate is... pretending to be my friend.
Who does that?
Him?
You guys were as thick as thieves.
That stayed?
Yeah. Back then.
Because I thought he was my friend.
And then the only one that
And he backstabbed me.
The only one I remember that didn't like you or was afraid of you was half-assed Alan Gast.
I loved Alan Gast. Yeah. Why would he think that?
Very frightened by
you. I know why.
Why?
Because I shot bottle rockets at him inside the building.
There you go. There you go.
And he's crippled.
Yep.
And I shouldn't have done that.
Yep. Slow mover. That's why we called him half-assed.
Well, you're the one that really christened him as half-assed Alan Gast.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I'm radio's good guy. Don't you know that?
Mm-hmm. And then he'd be all disgusted because I'd be working overnights, drinking beer, having whores in the studio, and Stan would come in to make coffee and just shake his head at me.
Absolutely pathetic. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, guys. Hello.
Yeah. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Oh.
Nope. I don't know. You know what?
What? No droolers today?
No droolers. No fun and games. Okay. Leave it to Haney and I.
Yeah, we got it under control. That needs to be done. We'll do it.
Yep. Right now.
We'll do it personally.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Rob. Hey, Stan.
Hey, Rob.
Stan, I was in a contest in 1991. You were the judge, and I think I should have won.
All right, refresh my memory.
Okay, this is at the Foxy Lady Lounge. I'd like Haney's opinion on this as well, too.
All right.
So, 1991, this is at the Foxy Lady Lounge. The contest was who would do the most outrageous thing on stage. And I had the guts to dance completely naked with my entire body coated in peanut butter, and I had all the strippers throw M&Ms at me.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
You don't remember that.
Who won?
The guy that won, he tied two balloons to his ankles, and then he slowly stood erect to 2001 Space Odyssey.
Let me explain something to you. What's your first name?
Rob.
They may have said that I was judging it, and I'm sure that our old partner Joe was there, too. We didn't judge. We refused to judge. We had to pose as judges, and there were other people making the decision. And I used to beg, and Haney learned this too. Radio hosts, Stan and Haney, Zito, should never be judges. Why? Because you make one person very happy who listens to you, and about 15 others who listen to you, you make them upset. And I don't judge anything.
That makes sense. I understand. Listen, I've been a fan all these years.
I appreciate that.
I forgave you a long time ago.
Thank you. What can I get you?
We'll do the air show.
You got it. I love the air show when they have that thing come to town. And I think this year they said they got MIGs coming. It's going to be the 19th through the 21st. Sorry about 1991.
That's okay. But I bet I have probably 1,000 friends hearing this right now, so that's okay. They remember me.
All right. Hold on.
You did a lot of that, and that one guy that shaved half his head and vomited in the Hooters parking lot was always mad at
that
you.
That was what you would do for Super Bowl tickets. The guy that was really mad at us that year was a guy, and I'll tell you, we did it a couple of years, and they had Super Bowl tickets, and what would you do for Super Bowl tickets? And this is why. You don't judge. You do not judge. They had a guy there who for years terrorized us. He ate an entire NFL football.
Mm-hmm.
He marinated it, made the leather all soft and pliable. We didn't judge this. This was audience participation, the restaurant management and all that. The problem that lost him the deal was it took too long. I mean, as we're bringing out other acts, he's still sitting there trying to down a Wilson NFL football. The guy that won put the Three Mile Island sauce down his pants. Fast, quick reaction, extreme pain, and the audience loved it. But the guy that ate the football, a phenomenal feat, just it took too long.
And not impressive visually.
And not impressive. You know, he's sitting down there with a knife and fork cutting into a football. Eating the laces like spaghetti and stuff like that. It was amazing.
That can't have been good for him.
No. The hot sauce, I know, wasn't good for that guy. He got really burned badly.
Yeah, if you're ever going to do that, you want to make sure you go with a leather football.
Mike Chinopoulos is next. We'll be taking your legal questions for Mike. Comes in here every Tuesday. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
Two men licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to broadcast on public airwaves.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
R-A-D-I.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
And I still have that license. It's been with me a long time. I don't think you need it anymore. But I did. Had to take the test and everything. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mike Chinopoulos in studio. If you'd like to talk to him, 277-9600. We're about 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. But Mike Chinopoulos, every Tuesday here on the Stan and Haney Show, offering you legal advice, family law, criminal, DUI. This is the place. Veterans issues, 277-9600. But Mike has asked me before the segment begins with the phone calls. You want to talk about Kavanaugh for just a second.
Oh, my God. Help me out here, Haney. Was that how do we stop this abuse? That was nothing but baseless character assassination for political gain. That's all that was.
Well, to quote the great one, that's old-fashioned communism, pure and simple.
Yep.
I'm outside of myself.
There really has been a division in America, and we thought we won the Cold War, but severe left-wing thought has taken over, number one, academia, and number two, the news media, number three, the entertainment media.
Yep.
And if you notice, when they talk about the elections, you'll hear a lot of phrases like, this is going to be decided by educated suburban women. They use that term educated for a reason. And when I hear educated,
you
the
say
word
money, white privilege.
No, when I hear the word educated, what I interpret is indoctrinated.
Yeah, with the left wing.
That's true.
You know, but if anybody knows,
because they totally believe that Kavanaugh is a monster. Now, the people that are pushing the allegations know better, but the
they're sniffing the party glue.
Mike,
I get it.
You were a judge. You were a judge.
I was.
You know.
Oh my God.
What goes
do
on?
Do you make it?
And that's
do
why.
Do you make it to the level that he's at? If you're some kind of drunk rapist?
No.
They
of course
catch
you
that
don't.
Pretty quick.
Of
don't
course
they?
You don't. When you're in, yeah. I mean, he's a federal judge. You know, yeah, I do know about it, Stan, and it's too bad. I mean, you know, the same thing happened to me, but obviously on a micro scale, you know, if Kavanaugh was, you know, 150,000 miles, I'd have been 1 inch. So it's truly a micro scale. But it was the same thing. You know, I was going through a divorce. My former brother-in-law puts a story out there, the judge and the stripper, saying I had a stripper in my office every Friday. But he let it. Kind of the reader to believe that she was in there doing pole dances. Well, I did have a stripper in my office every Friday. She
Good
was on my
you.
Docket. She was a cocaine addict. I had to take her kid away. She wanted her kid back. I said, bring me a clean drug test every Friday. So you know what? She was in there. I was never alone with her. Never, you know. But he
it's
spins
It's how things
this.
Get twisted around.
Well, and here's a great example, okay? He says, Judge Chinopoulos has a stripper in his office every Friday. Well, my office is the key word. To the normal, to the average citizen who doesn't know anything about the judiciary, office means what? A private place.
Mm-hmm.
If I said, Stan, hey, Haney, let's go to your office so we can talk. That's a private place. That's why I'm saying that. In the judiciary, though, the office is open to the public. It's the chambers that's the private place.
Right.
So you see how he's, because I did have her in my office every week, but having her in my office means I couldn't have been alone with her.
Right.
The general public doesn't know that, so you see where the spin is. And, yeah, it turns into a nightmare, and they drag you through the mud.
And you go from somebody doing the right thing to a bad guy.
Oh, my God. And once it gets out on the internet, it takes on a life of its own, and it's impossible to even, you know, if you can prove that it's untrue. I mean, I got investigated by the Judicial Qualifications Commission, the bar, and the Pentagon.
And of course, you were presumed innocent.
I was presumed innocent, except for by the damn military, but investigated three separate, independent, uncorroborated investigations. They just did their own thing. All three of them came back and said, no, you know, there's no basis. There's no basis for any of these allegations. And so what do you do with that? I mean, what does Judge Kavanaugh do with that? Now Judge Kavanaugh has to fight, and he has to make a decision, okay? You know, either I'm going to be known for what I did on the bench as a Supreme Court justice, or I'm going to be known for, you know, the guy that was accused of these things. And so he has to make that decision, and that means he has to do something exceptionally bold to make this confirmation hearing a footnote. I mean,
well, he already has.
What's the first thing you think about when you hear Justice Thomas? The whole confirmation that he had to go
through.
The whole confirmation he had to go through, right? And how many years ago was that? 20 years ago?
Yep.
So that's what he's going to be known for. And this lying woman who knew before she ever even came up here, the second one,
I
can't even say he was in the room.
Are we sure that was a woman? Because I could have sworn it was Truman Capote wearing glasses and
no,
a wig.
No, that was the first woman.
I mean, look, I want to say to her, you're right. Sexual assault is no joke. And sexual assault needs to be prosecuted and should not on any level be tolerated. But so should lying about sexual abuse be prosecuted because you're ruining somebody's life.
Yep, absolutely. That is so true.
It seems to me that the real bad guys, they're never held to account.
Well, unfortunately, the real bad guys are the ones who are slick and who have money and who are, you know, the stupid people are always the ones who get in trouble. The bad guys get away because they're slick. The stupid
people like me
are the ones who get in trouble.
Here's where nobody's going to get in trouble. The person who leaked the letter, a guy like Avenatti, bringing forth women who did not even, Kavanaugh didn't even know them and how they could possibly be in a place. Guys like Avenatti, nobody's going to touch him.
But
he's
know,
on every show every night.
Right. But, you know, you talk about this and the implications. He's been confirmed, thank God. But if he wasn't, you had what you would think would be rational people.
No, I wouldn't think that at all.
The Bar Association They're threatening to disbar him. They withdrew their recommendation.
If he didn't get confirmed, what would he go back to?
All of these Ivy League law school deans are saying he shouldn't be confirmed. Right. I mean, my God, these are people that are supposed to be smarter than this.
Yeah, it's all about, unfortunately, raw politics. That's the bottom line. And what he would have had to go back to is an interesting question.
So the American Bar Association is not above politics.
The American Bar Association is politics. What do you mean it's not above it? It is. That's the only purpose for its organization. That's the only purpose
for its being. I don't know much about it.
Yeah, the state bar associations in the states are the ones who govern law, practice a law. The Supreme Court of that state ultimately through the bar association. And like in Florida, it's a mandatory bar. You have to be a member of the bar to practice law in the state. The American Bar Association is just, you know, somebody who wants to take your money and they say, oh, you get discounts on this and discounts on that.
So it's like an AARP for lawyers?
It's just really just a lobby. It's really just a lobby. Man. I mean, that's what they do. They are politics. And we'd be better off without them, by the way. The whole profession would be better off without them.
Because it sounds just impressive.
Nah, it's just all about politics. You know, here's the thing. What would he have gone back to was Stan's question, and that was a brilliant question. He's a federal district or a federal circuit judge.
Right.
I'm sorry. He's federal district for the District of D.C.
Right.
Okay. That's a lifetime appointment. Absent some substantial misconduct, conviction of a felony, something like that, he can't lose that job.
But so that's if he going didn't back get appointed to that to bench this, hanging over his
would
head.
They have gone after him?
Well, I mean, they can't really, and I suspect no, because A, he was out of the picture, and all they care about is who the next Supreme Court justice is, so they would have left him alone. And B, he's so protected by that situation he's in, there's not anything anybody can do to it.
What are they saying about now, though, Mike? The left is saying now that he's a sitting judge that they're going to find some way to impeach him.
Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Has that been done before?
Well, not to the best of my knowledge, and I'd have to think about it because it seems in the dank recesses of my mind, which is a scary place as it is. From law school, it seems like there was one impeachment. Now, I know various states. I mean, I lived in Oklahoma where they had to impeach three Supreme Court justices for bribery. You know, years and years ago, back in the 50s.
I don't even know what the process is for
neither
that.
Neither do I.
Hey, Don, can you Google that? Just Google if there's ever been a United States Supreme Court justice impeached.
March 1st, 1805.
Clear your throat.
Supreme Court justice, his name was Chase.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. Samuel Chase.
Date again?
March 1st, 1805.
And that was it. No others?
And why was that?
Something about mopery with the intent to gurk. I don't know.
Ethical misconduct.
Ethical misconduct.
It just has allegations. I got to dive more into the article.
I thought I remembered that from law school, but I didn't remember who or when. good luck with that.
He's the only one.
Unless somebody's going to successfully plant drugs in his car or home or person.
But he was, this is actually interesting. Samuel Chase, Supreme Court Justice, was impeached by the House on grounds of letting his partisan leanings affect his court decisions, but was acquitted by the Senate and remained in office.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, that's the thing that's floating all around here, and people got to understand government. You can be impeached. That doesn't mean you've lost
removed
and you're out.
It doesn't even mean you're guilty.
No, it just means it goes to the House.
No, it goes to the Senate. Exactly. But impeachment just means you've been indicted.
Yep.
You then have to go to the Senate to determine whether or not you actually lose the office.
Oh, impeach Trump. That doesn't mean anything.
Well, they impeached Clinton.
They impeached Clinton.
Mean anything. So here's the thing. You know, when the legislature will start impeachment proceedings because somebody such as Justice Chase allegedly let his political party leaning sway his opinions. Now we're talking about removing freedom of intellect and academia from that office of Supreme Court justice. Impeach them if they've committed a felony, if they're a sex offender, if they're a drug dealer. You can't impeach somebody based upon the fact that they are expressing their political leanings from that office.
What if you really don't like them?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it's coming down to.
But that's what I'm telling you. That happened once in over 200 years.
And that was Thomas Jefferson led the effort to impeach him.
All right, let's take a phone call.
Let me tell you, because we're running short on time. I do. If you want to go call Mike, 277-9600. We got a couple of minutes. I want to get to Chad. I'm looking at the clock. He's been on hold wanting to talk to Mike for 24 minutes.
Oh my goodness!
I'm going to make sure Chad gets on and has his say.
I certainly understand why Mike is passionate about this.
Absolutely.
It's a bigger deal than people even think.
Of course it is. And what better person to talk about it is Mike Chiannopoulos, because you know what it's like from both sides, and you were a sitting judge.
And to have your life taken away from you by allegations that are subsequently proved false is insane and maddening.
Let's see if
brother-in-law,
Chad,
was it?
Brother-in-law. How's he doing today?
Yeah, see, some people are alive simply because it's illegal to kill them. And I have this allergy to federal prison. I've had it my whole life. They start talking about locking me up, I break out in hives.
Best, it's frowned upon.
let's at least get Chad in here. Chad, you've been holding for about 25 minutes. I'm so glad you are, because you got your time here with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Oh, hi, gentlemen.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Chad, anybody that would wait 24 minutes to talk to me either has a burning legal need or has overestimated my legal ability. What's up?
This is more for my brothers in the Marine Corps, but just 20-30 seconds real quick. I joined the Marine Corps. I was discharged honorable as a Lance Corporal. The recruiter sat down with me and told me that I was going to get one MLS job, and I was not given that. And I read that Trump is going to release the Saudi 9/11 tapes. I just want to know if there's any way that we can file a lawsuit for the 9/11 was inside job thing.
Yeah, I don't think 24 minutes.
I gotta take my hat off to you. You really are impressive.
Nothing to do with the Marine Corps and his brother.
No.
Okay. Let me just explain that to the audience really quick. What he said was his brother went in the Marine Corps for 3 years. They promised him a certain job, and training for that job is actually what they promised him if he reads the contract, and they gave him a different job. That often happens due to the needs of the military, and if you read that contract, that's what it says. We promise you this, but the needs of the military may interrupt it. 9/11 and everything going on, the needs of the military probably change.
So is that what happens when you go? Because I have never been to a recruiter, and you tell them, the recruiter tells you, well, you want to do broadcast.
Well,
we train you for right. that. But the needs of the military go.
Right. I spent a lot of time with recruiters, Stan, as you well know.
Yes, I know that.
The United States Navy, they did a fine job, and they promise you the world.
Well, you know.
You ever seen an F-14 land on a carrier? How'd you like to do that? I can make that happen.
Right? you're running around in basic training, and you're on your way. You just get there, and so you're all in civilian clothes. And so they call you Rainbows. And it says, you know, and so the platoons marching by kind of pick at you. They're running or marching, and they start singing things like Rainbow, Rainbow, Don't Be Blue, My Recruiter Screwed Me Too. and you know, you're walking to get your haircuts and stuff.
We'll see if somebody wants to get in, because we got about 2 minutes left. But I'm glad that we took this segment today, because you came in here and you wanted to get a little bit off your chest, because you know,
well, it's got to stop.
What has been going on, and it truly does have to stop.
They ruined. Think about that man's wife and children.
Yeah,
he's got a beautiful family.
Yeah, and when I was watching that swearing in, those daughters love him and were so proud. And I hope for his sake that he makes himself a great Supreme Court justice.
You know, the first thing
he
did. I
just want to be clear.
All of his law clerks are female.
Yeah.
One of them is an African American female.
There you go. Yeah. I just want to be very clear. I'm not taking the Republican side on this. If the Republicans had done this to the Democrats, I would
absolutely
be taking the same position. So I don't want anybody to think this is partisan on my part. It's sickening, and neither side should be permitted to do it. There ought to be consequences.
Republicans don't do that.
Well, come on. Come on. What did they do?
What?
Look, I didn't vote for Obama, and I don't like his politics. But what the Republicans did to him at the end of his second term was wrong. He should have appointed the justice that followed Scalia, that went to Scalia's death. Why? Because if we start blocking things out and we're messing with the basis of the Constitution, whether I'm liberal or conservative doesn't matter. Somebody, the deaths are not going to happen for one party consistently over time.
Death is one thing. Murder is another.
Well, Haney and I believe there was a conspiracy there. But
that's
for another show.
He looked so peacefully. He had a pillow over his face. Yeah.
Fair is fair to each of them.
24/7 they can get a hold of you.
239 Ask Mike. It's so easy. Anytime outside of normal business hours, you press 6. You'll get me most likely in the Gulf of Mexico, but I will speak to you.
Yeah, he's available.
You just got to let the storm blow by.
Well, I won't be there till at least the weekend. Hopefully we're gone.
You think this storm will take the red tide with it?
I hope so. I'm going down to tie my boat tight tonight, and I'll see.
He's Mike Chiannopoulos, Absolute Law. Again, 24/7, 239 Ask Mike. He's here every Tuesday on the Stan and Haney Show. And Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, I'd stay by your radio. Safe word coming up in seconds.
We're in the business of taking lives and saving virginity. Or is it the other way around? F*** it. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
It doesn't matter. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
Still got maybe a minute. You got maybe a minute and a half to get the safe word in for 4 o'clock. Feast. F-E-A-S-T.
What
feast.
What if I spell it wrong?
I don't know. I would assume you got to spell it right. That's why I spell it for you. go to 96krock.com or the new K-Rock app. Put it in there. Maybe about a minute to do that. We're going to get you updated on traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, and in about another 25 minutes or so, Stan's Name That Movie, 5 movie clips from the great actor John Voight, long career. And if you identify it, first one to do it, we got WWE tickets, we got Hollow Scream tickets, we've got Redneck Mud Park, we've got Key West Express. Whole bunch of stuff. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Our first look.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, Fort Myers. Crash. Staley Road and Tice Street. That's in the Buckingham area. And just nearby, Lehigh Acres. Crash. There are injuries, possible roadblock. Leonard Boulevard South and Berkeley Way, and you are up to date. Another traffic update for you in about 25 minutes. Coming up in less than an hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. What can you expect? Well, Haney's right here. He's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
We'll also have some funny food news. Get you up to date on all the weird flavored crap that they're selling you.
All right. I'll buy.
You always do.
Yep.
A 44-year-old woman in North Dakota had to leave town for a round of cancer treatments and got quite the surprise when she returned home. We'll keep you up to date on the latest sexy Halloween trends.
Oh, you know it's coming.
Well,
it's coming.
I'll give you a hint. It involves your ass. A driving instructor showed up drunk and wrecked the car. And finally, a man in Kentucky burned down his own house on Saturday, and he had a damn good reason.
Really?
We'll tell you why.
In less than an hour.
These stories, and much, much more, unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Oh, oh God, that cuts through me like a knife. And every day, the volume over on your side is different.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, I put it where it was yesterday, it's blasting. I put it too low, you can't hear it. I don't know what the hell's going on. Mark?
What did you, what did you say that laugh does to you?
Cuts through me like a knife.
As soon as you said that, you know what started going through my head?
What?
Driving home this evening, I could have swore we had it all worked out. Yeah.
Like a knife, just like a knife.
Yeah.
And it cuts like a knife,
but it feels all right. What does that mean?
I don't know. Mark?
Stan?
Junior? Oh, hold on. Junior?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
The American Music Awards air tonight on ABC.
I'm going to die.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you won't be watching the American Music Awards tonight on ABC.
Top reasons you won't be watching this awards show on ABC.
You haven't heard any new music since the first Pearl Jam album.
Oh, kick-ass.
If you wanted to watch a singer ruin Bohemian Rhapsody, you'd go to any karaoke night.
It's true. It's true.
Your 50 Cent and Ty Dolla Sign makes you feel like half a man.
Oh, my God. Oh.
You only find Cardi B interesting when she's punching people. You only care about music stars that are discovered by an alcoholic Bradley Cooper.
Hey, Haney, I'm looking at former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Bill Richardson.
I think he wants to be known as the education former ambassador.
That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
See, that's the volume's way low on that.
You're interested in Taylor Swift for her political views, not her music.
Right.
You're less panic at the disco and more masturbate at the computer. Between playoff baseball and preseason NBA games, you can only handle so much boring. And finally, the very top reason you won't be watching the American Music Awards tonight.
Yes.
You're Brett Kavanaugh, and it's Tuesday booze-off at Flanagan O'Malley's.
Mama.
Mama.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
The email, ahoy, at stanandhaney.com. That's ahoy. At stanandhaney.com. Our first email is from Bill. Bill's from North Naples and Haney's favorite town, Philadelphia. Ahoy, Haney, Stan, Jr., and I know he's not there, but I'll say it anyway, the world's largest land roving leech. I heard you talking about fish fillets the other day.
Yep. Well, we talk about it all the time.
Yep. My grandfather was one of the first people involved with frozen foods in the Midwest in the late 1920s. One of his partners was Clarence Birdseye.
Nice.
By the 1950s.
Birdseye really.
Oh, yeah. It was big.
He's
revolutionized.
A game changer.
Yep. By the 1950s, frozen food was a part of the American diet. Frozen, battered fish fillets were very popular, but short in supply, and fish sticks were considered food for kids. On a trip to one of the fish processing plants, my grandfather noticed they trimmed the large fillets and threw the scraps of good fish into buckets to be thrown out. He found a way to process the scraps. The scraps were pressed into perfect fillet molds and then battered and fried. He called them ocean perch. And they outsold every fish product in the Midwest. There was one bump in the road. At one point, someone from the FDA stepped in and complained that there was no such fish as ocean perch. Just like...
marketing.
Just like Chilean sea bass.
Uh-huh.
So he changed the name to the best fish in the ocean. You might recognize the company. He and four other food distributors founded in 1970. You see him driving all over the place. Starts with an S. Signed, Bill from North Naples and Philadelphia. P.S. It's finally cooling off. I think we need another trip to the Naples Zoo.
That's a great story.
Yep. This is from Skip, who writes, loved the way back machine yesterday.
It was a good one.
Appreciate the old songs I forget. This is from Kat.
Isn't it great when a song catches you by surprise?
Yep.
It was in your head all along, but you hadn't thought about it in years. It's a great feeling.
I love that. Kat writes, ahoy, Stan and Haney. Sad state. Thanks for the laughs. You guys help me get through these days of mayhem. You guys rock. Keep it up. Signed, Kat. Thank you. Jake wants to know, and this question does legitimately come up every 6 months to a year. Your intro music, who is that that is playing the intro music to the show? Let me just say that Dave the Waterman had nothing to do with that.
He pressed a button.
Yeah, Haney?
That's me. It's me,
yep.
And Tommy and all the buzzards.
Yep. Been using it now for about 15 years.
Me, Tommy, Randy Bailey.
Yeah, Randy Bailey on drums. Unmistakable.
My good buddy Robbie on the keyboards.
Yep. Look, this is from The Guardian.
Jesus.
Let me see. Soros. Evil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, finally one of the news channels and others are digging into this George Soros and his dirty deeds.
It's about time.
All of those protesters and their organizations are all financed by that evil bastard.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't figure out what took them so long. I've known about his evil deeds for over 2 years now.
Oh, so just recently.
Yeah, no kidding. Stan, yesterday you mentioned that Junior is a liberal. So I was wondering.
That's not us. That he tells us that.
So I was wondering, which kind of liberal is he? Let me say this is not an attack on Junior, but I would like to know why he is a liberal. Maybe he can help me understand why young people embrace their agenda. Well,
and Junior, you can make your own statement, but I want The Guardian to know something. PragerU has some great videos, and one that Dennis Prager did himself is on the topic of liberals versus leftists.
Well,
because Junior had made the statement to me and goes, well, I consider myself a liberal. And I said, well, are you a liberal or are you a leftist? And I gave him the link to the video and he watched it and he goes, I guess I am a liberal. So what would you say, Junior?
I'm not prepared for this. Like, I don't know how to defend myself.
I think the Guardian was very clear that he wasn't attacking Junior, so you don't have to defend yourself.
I would like
yourself.
To know why he is a liberal. Maybe he can help me understand why young people embrace their agenda.
Peer pressure.
Is it peer pressure? You kind of hinted.
I like free stuff.
You kind of hinted at it. You told me a couple of weeks ago he made a very valid comment about Kavanaugh, and everybody jumped his crap.
Mm-hmm. You like free stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know there's no such thing
as a free lunch? You know, you need to talk to your dad some more.
You see what will happen is right now you're young. Stan and I, believe it or not, were young at one point.
We were
dirt poor. But as you get older, you become a little bit more successful. You'll never be as successful as you think you will be, but you'll do okay. And then you'll realize when you start to look at your paycheck, all that free stuff is coming from you.
Yeah, you're paying for it.
Do you know anything about Obamacare? Do you like Obamacare?
I mean, my insurance is pretty low, so I'm pretty happy with it.
Do you
honestly.
Know why? Because why people like D-Train that could not afford insurance had to pay the IRS $5,000. You still didn't have insurance, but had to pay a fine for not having insurance, and his $5,000 made your insurance very low. Now, when you think
you,
about
D-Train.
It that way... Free doesn't mean the same thing, does it?
No.
Okay.
You tried, Haney. Stan's Name That Movie is next. Chance to win.
A nonstop thrill ride that'll keep you on the edge of your seat. Coupled with a tender love story that will leave you openly weeping.
What the hell?
If we could just pull that off, we'd be friggin' rich. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. About 25, 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. After we do traffic, we're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. Today, featuring the films of our buddy, John Voight. Man, what a career. And I'm barely scratching the surface with the films I've got today. Let's get you updated on traffic. Then we'll go over the prizes and play the game.
Rock traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers. Crash, Metro Parkway and Dantley Drive, right at the Chico's gate entrance. And then we have Lehigh Acres. Crash, possible roadblock injuries. Berkeley Way and Leonard Boulevard South. And you are up to date. Stan's Name That Movie. Phones are on lockdown until you identify the John Voight film. If you do, you'll have your choice of one of the following prizes. A bottle of Stan and Haney Baba Coosaw. Pair of tickets to the Florida International Air Show, October 19th through the 21st. Pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Hollow Scream. $50 to the Pewter Mug North. A pair of tickets to see Shinedown in February at the Hertz Arena. A pair of tickets to the WWE. They're coming back to the Hertz in January. Pair of tickets to Redneck Mud Park in November for their 10th anniversary Fall Classic. There are your prizes. Winner's choice. While they last, John Voight, a long career. Your job is to be the first person to identify the film. 277-9600. We'll release the phones after we play clip number one. Name this John Voight film.
Ethan.
Yes. Ethan Hunt, darling. You remember him, don't you?
You knew about Jim?
Of course. Just exactly when he knew is something of a question. Mind telling me, Ethan? Before or after I showed up in London?
Before London. But after you took the Bible from the Drake Hotel in Chicago.
They stabbed it, didn't they? Those damn Gideons.
Ethan, if you knew about Jim, why?
Why the masquerade? Why take the risk? Well, Claire, you've asked the question. And you are the answer.
I knew about Jim.
But he didn't know about you. In all fairness, Ethan, Claire was never convinced her charms would work on you. But I was supremely confident, having tasted the goods. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, Ethan.
Let's just get the money and get out of here.
Yes, let's get the money.
Ethan, the money.
Give her the money.
2779600. John Voight Films. Name that John Voight film and you get yourself a prize. Let's see who we got. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Adam from Naples.
Adam, can you name that John Voight film?
Yes, I can. That is Mission Impossible.
It is Mission Impossible. What would you like?
Shinedown ticket.
Done. They're yours. Hold on. That's how simple it is. Now, with this next clip, I'm just going to ask our listeners, please, please don't cry. Just don't cry. Name.
Oh, no. You're not doing this to us, are you?
Name this movie.
Oh, Stan, please.
I know, but it's one of the biggies. Name this John Voight film. Oh, God.
Where's my boy?
He's right here. Here he is.
I can't.
TJ. TJ, where are you?
Here I am.
Yeah. TJ. Andy was here tonight, TJ. Wasn't that a nice thing?
Yeah.
But she was a good person. You know that. You're a happy kid. I won the fight. You're happy.
Yeah. The champ.
Yeah.
Always comes through. That's
right. That's right. Right.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That was vicious of you.
Oh, man. Grown men crying at that one.
Well, there's something wrong with you if you don't.
Yep. 2779600. What's that movie? What's that John Voight film? Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Sue.
What's your first name?
Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Can you name the movie?
Is it The Champ?
It is The Champ. The Champ.
Turn on the waterworks.
Yeah, a little Ricky Schroeder right there. What would you like?
That movie destroyed me.
Yeah, it's horrible. It just made you feel so bad. Great film, but just destroys you. Sue, what would you like?
Do you have the Key West Express ticket?
I most certainly do. Now, you can go on Friday, right? I'm going to send you right over to Junior, and you're on board the Key West Express, heading down, watching Zito do his show down there at the Pilar Distillery.
Great, thank you.
Hold on. We are up to John Voight.
If that movie doesn't make you cry.
It was tough putting it together. Movie clip number 3. We're doing John Voight films.
Champ.
Our buddy.
Champ. Oh.
Name this John Voight film.
This room is real, Ben. And that means the treasure is real. We're in the company of some of the most brilliant minds in history because you found what they left behind for us to find and understood the meaning of it. You did it, Ben, for all of us. Your grandfather and all of us. And I've never been so happy to be proved wrong.
I just really thought I was going to find the treasure.
Okay. Then we just keep looking for it.
I'm in.
Okay.
Name the movie. No brainer. Ahoy, who's this? Who is this? Yeah, well, it was difficult, I know. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Anthony from Beneath the Spring.
Anthony, can you name the movie?
National Treasure.
It is National Treasure. What would you like?
Oh, as much as I want to go to the air show, I definitely want to get those stain tickets, or shine down tickets.
Done. Hold on. That's it for Shinedown, by the way.
Good timing, huh?
Yep. All right, we're up to John Voight, movie clip number 4. This has to be one of my all-time favorite films. Academy Award winner. Name this John Voight film, and you'll pick yourself up a prize. Name it.
Give me some soup.
What do you think I'm getting here? I'm getting you some soup.
Look at that there. That's some good healthy stuff for you. Look at there. Soup.
Thanks.
It's hot. Watch out.
How was she?
Well, she went crazy. Won't know the damn truth of it.
Yeah?
Yeah, she turned into a damn alley cat.
Thanks for the stuff.
I don't mention it.
That's good. Hey, listen, don't get sore or anything, okay?
I ain't sore.
I don't think I can walk anymore. I mean, I've been falling down a lot. I'm scared.
What are you scared of?
You know what they do to you when they know you can't. When they find out that you can't walk. Oh, Christ. I gotta lay down.
Okay.
I gotta lay down.
You're gonna lay down now. Just take it easy.
Come on.
Lay it down. There you go. You put this thing over you. Now you stay here.
Where are you going?
I gotta get a doctor.
What?
I gotta get a doctor.
You ain't getting me no doctor. No.
You're sick, boy. You need a damn doctor.
Hey! No doctors, no cops. Don't be so stupid.
What the hell do you want me to do?
Florida, you got me to Florida.
Oh, hell, I can't go to Florida now.
Just put me on a bus. I don't need you.
You got the damn fever. Well, how the hell are you going to get to Florida?
Just get me on a bus. You ain't sending me to Bellevue.
Such a great film. Name the John Voight film. Win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Kenny down in Naples.
Kenny, name the film.
Midnight Cowboy.
It is Midnight Cowboy, Academy Award. First film to get the Best Picture Award, rated X. Now, it's now would be considered an R, but when it was in theaters, it was rated X.
Wow.
What would you like?
Gotta have me some of that barbecue sauce.
Done. A bottle of Stan and Haney barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Yeah.
For the taste that's great and good for you all, it's Stan and Haney's Baba Gusso.
Last film. I'll be honest with you. I'm doing this one for our younger listeners so that you have a shot at this, too. This was the only one that my girlfriend guessed. Knew it right off the bat. And I'm not familiar with the film. I remember when it was out. John Voight. Name the movie. It's our last one. Name this movie. Get a prize.
Ever work in a sushi bar, Mr.?
Sauron. Paul Sauron. Where are you from, Mr. Sauron? Paraguay.
Really?
I started out studying for the priesthood. But then I needed to see the real world. So I ended up in the jungle. I seem to fit.
Tell me, what does a failed priest do in the jungle?
Fail? Who says I fail? I didn't fail.
I'm sure you didn't.
Well, what is your calling now?
Snakes.
Snakes?
I catch them. For zoos and collectors. Whatever they want.
Poaching?
Poaching is illegal. May I ask what you're hunting?
We're not hunting or trapping anything.
We're making a documentary on them. Shiri Sharma Indians.
The people of the mist?
That's right. You've heard of them?
I've seen them.
Really? You think you could show me where that was?
The people saved my life. This I can do. I can show you exactly where I saw the Shiri Sharma.
So slurs every other river rat after 5 whiskeys in any bar in Manaus. Come on, lovey.
5 whiskeys? That's breakfast on the river.
It sure is. Name the movie, 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Anaconda.
Oh, don't shout it at me.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. What's your name?
Heather.
Heather, and the movie is?
Anaconda.
It is Anaconda. You are absolutely correct.
Wow. You got a live one here.
Yeah. What would you like?
I don't know. I didn't get to hear what you had.
Of course not. Your boyfriend told you to call.
No, he didn't.
Okay, don't get snippy with
you. You don't want to get on her bad side.
Boy, a hothead. We've got Baba Gusso, Florida International Air Show, Busch Gardens Hollow Scream, Pewter Mug North, WWE, Redneck Mud Park, or if you can go Friday, we can put you on the Key West Express.
No, I can't go Friday.
Okay.
What do you want?
Who is that? Who is it?
Busch Gardens.
Who are you talking to?
Baby.
Myself.
No, you're not. Put them on. Put him on the phone.
No, I'm not putting him on. I can't.
Put him on the phone. I knew it. Put him on the phone.
No, I'm the one that called. I got it right.
You're not going to win this one, Stan.
But baby wants Busch Gardens?
Yes.
Now, what does he call you?
He calls me baby, too.
Aww, baby.
Aww. Hold on, baby. I'll set you up with Hollow Scream.
Thank you.
You and baby have fun, baby.
I knew it. I knew it. We've been doing this too long, Haney. Outro, please.
Oh, we're done already.
Yes, we are done.
Be nice to talk to John Voight again at
some
point.
It would be. He's phenomenal. Been on the show several times.
Just a good American.
A good American. Great guy. And fun to talk to.
And that concludes Stan's tribute to a great patriot, John Voight. Tune in next week as Stan pays tribute to a great traitor, Jane Fonda. From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
This is John Voight, and you, lucky people, are listening to Stan and Haney. God bless you all.
As we celebrate our 75th anniversary in showbiz, we'd like to thank the weak-minded among you. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. We're also going to get you updated on traffic. However, before we start with traffic in the news with Mark Haney, you know that Jeff Zito is going to be heading to Key West on Friday, and he's got the great thing going with the Key West Express. It's this Friday, October the 12th.
Yep, south to Cayoaso.
He's going to be broadcasting live from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Papa Pilar's Distillery in the heart of Key West. And if you want to go, I have a pair of tickets, round trip. You go down there, you come back the same day, or if you want to go and have an overnight stay, they've got great discounts at the Ocean Key Resort, where you can go to 96krock.com and make those plans. But if you want to go on the Key West Express for the day to Key West, Friday only, you got to be able to go. I'll take the first five callers, 277-9600. You must be able to go aboard the Key West Express on Friday. If you can't, don't bother calling. First five people, 277-9600, and you can join Zito doing his show Friday and have the transportation there and back aboard the Key West Express. 277-9600. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's see. Lee County, Fort Myers crash, Corkscrew Road and Commons Drive, right by the Goodwill. In Estero, crash. Ben Hill Griffin Parkway and Estero Parkway. Fort Myers crash. Ortiz Avenue and Tice Street. And one more for you. Lehigh Acres crash. Archdale Street and Elmwood Avenue. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the news. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is Eyewitness News with Ernie Anastas, Roseanne Scamardella, Warner Wolf, Spencer Christian, and the Eyewitness News team.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday.
He can't. He's busy. Rocktober.
9th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Oh, I didn't appreciate that.
Well, he's busy. Hmm. He'll have it at the end.
Time now for things.
Okay, all right.
I'm busy.
He's busy getting our winners.
Oh, okay. What are the two most visited homes in America?
I don't know if you'd call the White House a home.
Yes, you would. That's one
okay,
of them.
Okay, well, the White House. And I don't know what else.
Well, I've been there.
Ah, Graceland.
Yep.
Elvis's house.
Which I told you, that was a weird experience. I felt odd.
Did you feel like an intruder?
Yes. It's like...
Well, you went when somebody was still living in the house.
Yes. And, you know, when you arrive there, you're in that kind of tourist attraction mood. And then when, and I'm sure it changed, this was in the 80s. The tour guide said, now I do need to remind y'all, make sure you mind your manners. And I will answer any question you have, but try and keep your voice down. Because Elvis's aunt, and she brings us through the front door, points up the stairs. She lives up there in that room there, and we don't want to bother her. And I'm looking around. And, you know, I don't know if I was expecting to see guitars and gold records and stuff like that, but it wasn't there. Now, here's Elvis's dining room set.
Yep.
I'm like, geez.
Did it have an odor about it?
It did.
Mm.
This is somebody's house. And
musty.
This is somebody's house, and they died here.
Yeah. Right upstairs in that bathroom.
And I was just, I couldn't wait to get out of there, to be honest
with
you. Really? Yeah. Let me go see the plane. Let me go see his cars. I don't want to be in here anymore. It made me sad.
Yeah.
That was probably the biggest thing is you're in the house, but it's really about who's not there.
Right. The king.
Uh-huh. What was the first CD to be sold worldwide?
I have no idea. I told you Ray Charles was my first one.
The first CD to hit the market anywhere was Billy Joel's 52nd Street. It went on sale in Japan in October 1982.
Hmm. I didn't get my first CD until 1987. That's
and,
when I
and
got
it was Ray Charles?
Ray Charles. And then you got me REM. And then the first one that I bought in a store was Cloud Nine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So the CD I got you was the second one you ever had?
Yep.
That's amazing. We were talking about a faux pas over in Port St. Lucie. They're trying to have an authentic Oktoberfest and displayed the East German flag and played the Nazi national anthem. There are four countries in the world where that wouldn't be a problem because their national anthem does not have any lyrics.
Oh,
so they're
goodness.
Covered.
Yep.
One of them is a big one. The other ones are smaller. Spain, no lyrics.
Really?
Bosnia and Herzegovina, a made-up country, doesn't have any. Kosovo, another made-up country, doesn't have it. And San Marino, which is pretty much a town, doesn't have it either.
Gotcha. Thank you. But Spain, that's a biggie.
Mm-hmm. Wonder why. True or false?
All right.
One of your nostrils is always breathing in more air than the other one.
Have you checked out my sinuses lately? Yes, that's true.
It is true, but they trade off every 15 minutes or so to make sure there's always one that's clear to handle any challenging smells.
Sure.
Now, I know this. You probably know it. Maybe people don't know this, but people first started saying, God bless you, after someone sneezed.
Yep.
All the way back in the 14th century.
We've talked about this on the show.
Mm-hmm. And they meant it literally. They meant it as a small prayer to protect them from the plague.
Yep, when it was wiping out cities and stuff like that, and little old ladies would be walking down the cobblestone streets, and somebody going by would sneeze.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God bless you, because you might have been, you'd probably be next.
Mm-hmm. You know, if there's one thing this show is known for, it's keeping you up to date on fast food, nonsense, snack food.
Since the very beginning.
And they come out with these things, and as I often say, I wasn't aware that there was a pent-up demand for this particular product, but a company in the UK just started selling Christmas tree flavored potato chips.
What do they got? A woodsy taste to them? What the heck, Chris? What are they?
One review says the chips have a, quote, piney, woodsy taste.
Mm-hmm.
The main ingredient?
What?
Pine salt.
I understand that in a candle, but not in something that I'm going to eat.
Woodsy.
Yeah, a very woodsy, earthy kind of...
Barnyardy?
Barnyardy, you know, stuff like that. Because, you know, and I don't know how many people do this. I do it. Christmas time, you get one of those pine tree Yankee candles. Makes the house all smell Christmas.
All festive.
You breathe that too long, though, you start getting a headache. I don't want that in any kind of food that I'm ingesting. Mm-hmm. I'd like to smell Christmas.
You would like it to remain a headache and not some sort of body ache or stomach ache.
Yeah.
I've always found it fascinating, but 'cause I don't. But some people have very strong opinions about Oreo cookies.
Yeah.
What's your thought on a double stuff Oreo?
I was never a big fan of the double stuff because, you know, the regular stuff, you twist them, you can eat but I was never a big fan of the double stuff.
It's too much.
It's a little bit too much of a good thing.
Now get ready to choke on this. Oreo has just announced they will be coming out with an Oreo that will have more cream than any Oreo ever. No. It's historic.
No, I ain't gonna eat them.
They're calling it Most Stuff 1F. There's no word on exactly how much crap they squeeze between the cookies, but just eyeballing it.
Yeah.
It appears to be double stuff.
That's too much. That's too much. All that cream is just sugar. You got to have cookie with it. And the double stuff, that's
and
too
then,
much.
And then you double the double stuff, the cream is overpowering the cookie.
Right. And I still like a chocolate Oreo cookie, too. Remember when we were a kid, I don't know if they make them in Hydrox.
Mm-hmm.
Those were, I think they might have even preceded the Oreo.
They do. And we don't know exactly when they'll be available for those of you that find that appealing. They just say coming soon.
Mm. I'll go right by that.
You'll vote with your pocketbook. In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, there's a 44-year-old social worker in North Dakota named Carrie Lynn Larimer, and she's been dealing with cancer for about a year. And she is beloved in her community. Last month, she had to leave town for a round of cancer treatments, and the townsfolk decided to do something while she was gone.
Right.
Her best friend texted 20 people to see if they would help replace the flooring in Carrie Lynn's home, which was evidently something she'd been wanting to do for a while. Then about 50 more people heard about it, including the entire Budinsky family, and they all got involved.
Yeah.
And, well, at that point, why stop with floors?
Let's keep it going.
They basically remodeled her entire house.
Throwing away a lot of her trinkets and things she wanted to save.
Clutter.
To them, clutter.
We decluttered it.
But I need that stuff.
Mm-hmm. About 75 people volunteered in a town of only 1,000 residents. And in 1 week, they redid the floors, one of the bathrooms, replaced a bunch of lighting fixtures, repainted, fixed up the yard, even installed a new furnace. The materials alone cost about $9,000. But she and her husband, well, they didn't know anything about it, so they didn't have to pay anything, and all the labor was free.
You'd think they'd have a concern about snooping around somebody's house.
Her friends also started a GoFundMe campaign. Their goal was to raise $15,000 to help with the bills, and it's already above $23,000.
You know, going, well, let's go and take the clutter out and go. And then she finds out afterwards, yeah, it's beautiful. Hope for her full recovery. I didn't ask you to go snooping around my house.
Carrie Lynn, we found some of your marital aids. They didn't look like they was in too good a shape, so we just got rid of them. Speaking of declutter, you did what?
Yeah.
Why were you going through my things?
Yeah. Declutter.
Are you saying you're ungrateful?
And so it begins.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Well, it's that time of year again.
It sure is. It sure is.
And many of you getting all excited about Halloween and thinking about, what's the sexiest costume? I got to find me some of that.
Sexy something.
Sadly, whatever idea you have, the stakes have been raised. Apparently, there is a very not safe for work social media trend right now that involves people painting their bare asses to resemble jack-o'-lanterns.
I've seen this. It's pathetic.
More likely, they've got someone else doing the painting, and it'd be tough to do it to yourself.
Yep. Unless you're pretty, you know,
but that's your,
limber.
That's your Halloween trend.
Hello, sexy. I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, I don't personally know 31-year-old Alex Probus of Louisville, Kentucky.
No.
But I feel like I understand the man.
Okay.
On Saturday night, he burned down his own house.
What?
He burned down his own house. He didn't deny it either.
All right.
When the police arrived, they asked him, Alex, why'd you burn down your own house?
Yeah.
His response? Get rid of memories.
Sure.
Well, we have no way of knowing what specific memories he had in mind.
Well, I see a picture of him. I got some ideas.
Apparently, it was the old family homestead, and he was about to lose it. So he decided to torch the whole thing. Fortunately, no one was hurt, and firefighters got it under control before it could spread. So Alex has now lost his house, and he was arrested for a second-degree arson.
Yeah, look at him. Look at him right there.
He doesn't have much hope.
No.
He's not delusional.
And memories. Not doing. Paul would do.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday,
October
9th.
Double M, XV, triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
They're showing it on Fox now. Have you seen that?
What is this?
Where Antifa
in
Portland.
In Portland.
They take it upon themselves to direct traffic and scream at people and
threaten
them. And
the citizens of Portland are mad as hell at the mayor for allowing it.
See that guy that's talking right now, waving his arms?
Yeah.
He's like a 6'3" white guy, and he's yelling at the guy in the car, "You're a whitey. You're a whitey. You're a white supremacist. You're a whitey." It is insane.
Yeah, the mayor of Portland gave permission for Antifa to get on the streets, and they directing traffic, getting in the way, getting in the way of everybody.
The mayor signed off on this.
Yes, gave them permission to occupy the streets. Then they went and started going after all the people going through in their cars and stuff and screaming and yelling at them. And this, the citizens of Portland losing their minds. I saw it in the Daily Mail that the mayor actually gave permission for this to occur. And to do something about it. Do something about it now.
In what world is that okay?
I don't know. I don't know, but this they're livid at the mayor.
It has got to stop. It has got to stop.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We are going to take a break. We'll be right back. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
Always remember to never forget to listen to Stan and Haney.
Hey, when the hell did we let Stan start writing liners?
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang, Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us. Roger Marley in at 6 o'clock. He'll have the 6 o'clock safe word for you. Could get you a foul. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Just one thing on the board of note, and it is in North Fort Myers. We got a crash. North Cleveland Avenue and Diplomat Parkway East. And you are up to date.
My girlfriend blows a boozy goodbye kiss. I see flying squirrels and nightmares of stigma.
Flying squirrels.
Then awakening to find my Trans Am gone.
Oh.
Still I'm feeling pretty good about the future. Yeah, the thing's peaches but the cream. I'm handcuffed to a fence in Mississippi. Well, things is always better.
Better than they seem.
I see the guitar that my cousin played in prison. It's floating with the TV in the swimming pool. I'm calling for the owner of the motel. Then noticing the blood stain on the door.
You'll see it.
I'm reaching for the shoes under the bushes. Just in time to hear the siren sing. To the fence of Mississippi, where things is always better.
Things are always better than they seem.
Things are always better.
Things always better
than they seem. That. Anybody know where I can get a good chicken dinner?
You know, freedom's just a stupid superstition.
That's right.
Because life's a highway that you travel blind.
That's right. Yeah, I hear you.
Having fun's a terminal addiction. And what good is happiness when it's just a state of mind? Fall in the prison of perpetual emotion. We all shackled to the millstone of our dreams. Me, I'm handcuffed to a fence in Mississippi. Well, things is always better than me. Yeah.
That's great.
Things is always better.
That's great.
Than
Roger that.
time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K Rock.
And now we have our two little boys, Tom and Dex. Now, Tom is a family's name. Dex, I was stoned, basically. And no, I was not stoned, because he'll see this tape when he's, you know, and he'll be in the church lady dress, and he'll go, Dad, we got to talk, okay? So, I just was going for a cool name, Dex. I thought it was singular and strong, like Sting. Dex, Sting, Sting, Dex. Because Sting is the hippest name, let's face it. The guy named himself a verb, present tense. Because he's not stung, and he's not stinging. He's Sting. His real name, as you might know, is Gordon, and he changes it to Sting? Who's got the balls to tell their friends to call them Sting? At one point in his life, he had to remind people, excuse me, from now on, would you mind calling me Sting? You.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
Oh, look at this. Our girl, she's getting... her problem, she claims, is watching too many depressing TV shows.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Why do I keep watching A Handmaid's Tale? It's so depressing. And real life is already depressing. I'll just have to keep reminding myself it's just a show. But what's her name is such a good actress.
Yeah, what's
I
her
loved
name?
Her in Mad Men. I wonder if she ever wishes she'd get on a show with normal clothes. Oh, I'd like to wear a bonnet at work. The blinders would help so I wouldn't make eye contact with... Oh, and they're looking at me right now. Him and her. What are they thinking? Are they wondering what I'm thinking? I'll just keep acting like I'm working. If you guys can read my mind, here's what I'm thinking. I wish I had a handmaid's bonnet.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
It's tough.
You know, that show stirs up more...
Yep.
That Handmaid's Tale. That's what all the libs are constantly referring to it.
All right, follow me on this. Driving school. I'm not talking about signing up for driving school from a business. I'm talking about the school driver's ed.
Oh, hey. You mean with coach?
Yes. Yes. A 58-year-old substitute driving teacher in New York showed up for a lesson with 4 teenagers on Saturday. Bombed. He talked about how pretty the female students were. Hit a curb at about 50 miles
nice.
An hour.
Nice.
These teenagers...
That's a valuable lesson.
These teenagers... made him drop him off at a McDonald's.
He was overly complimenting us, and he was just really, he was acting really weird. We told him to take us to McDonald's as soon as he hit the curb so that we could get out as soon as possible.
I'm very, very thankful that they all thought to get out as soon as they saw that McDonald's, and that they're safe. That's the most important thing.
Don't forget to plug the McDonald's.
Yeah. Laughter. Oh. Oh, God, that cuts through me like a knife. And every day the volume over on your side is different.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I put it where it was yesterday, it's blasting. I put it too low, you can't hear it. I don't know what the hell's going on. Mark?
What did you say that laugh does to you?
Cuts through me like a knife.
As soon as you said that, you know what started going through my head?
What?
Driving home this evening... I could have swore we had it all worked out.
Yeah. Like a knife, just like a knife.
Yeah. And it cuts like a knife, but it feels all right. What does that mean?
I don't know. Mark?
Stan?
Junior? Oh, hold on. Junior?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
The American Music Awards air tonight on ABC.
I'm gonna die.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you won't be watching the American Music Awards tonight on ABC.
Top reasons you won't be watching this awards show on ABC.
You haven't heard any new music since the first Pearl Jam album.
Oh, kick-ass.
Oh, my God.
If you wanted to watch a singer ruin Bohemian Rhapsody, you'd go to any karaoke night.
It's true.
Your 50 Cent and Ty Dolla Sign makes you feel like half a man.
Oh, my God. Oh.
You only find Cardi B interesting when she's punching people. Yep. You only care about music stars that are discovered by an alcoholic Bradley Cooper.
Hey, Haney, I'm looking at former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Bill Richardson.
I think he wants to be known as the education former ambassador.
That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
See, that's the volume's way low on that.
You're interested in Taylor Swift for her political views, not her music.
Right.
You're less panic at the disco and more masturbate at the computer. Between playoff baseball and preseason NBA games, you can only handle so much boring. And finally, the very top reason you won't be watching the American Music Awards tonight.
Yes.
You're Brett Kavanaugh, and it's Tuesday booze off at Flanagan O'Malley's.
Mama.
Mama.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.